Welcome back, hero. A year in space. NASA astronaut Dr. Frank Rubio is back on Earth after spending a record 371 days in space. That's more than a whole year, longer than anyone from America has ever stayed up there. He was living on the International Space Station, ISS, a big spacecraft that orbits our planet. Imagine looking down at the Earth and stars every day. Our brave friend Dr. Rubio went on a space journey that was supposed to last only a few months, but turned into a year because of an unexpected accident. But don't worry, every cloud has a silver lining. His extended stay gave NASA a golden chance to learn more about how living in space for a long time affects the human body. A journey full of surprises, overcoming challenges. Dr. Rubio, along with his space friends Sergei Prokopyev and Dmitry Petlin, faced some challenges. Their spacecraft was hit by space junk, but they were brave and stayed calm. NASA worked hard and sent them another spacecraft to bring them back home safely. Every problem was an opportunity to learn and grow. Even in space, every day is a school day. Space adventures. NASA was super excited to have Dr. Rubio in space for so long, even though it wasn't planned. He completed almost 6,000 orbits of Earth. That's like going to the moon and back 328 times. He missed his family but stayed positive and focused on his important work. Dr. Rubio did many experiments, and guess what? His favorite was taking care of a tomato plant in space. Coming home. A hero's return. Our NASA hero and his friends landed back on Earth in Kazakhstan on September 27th. They couldn't walk at first, because living in space makes your muscles and bones weaker, but don't worry, they'll get stronger again soon. Everyone is eager to learn from Dr. Rubio's experiences. How cool is it to have a friend who lived in space for a whole year? Dr. Rubio's journey reminds us that even when unexpected things happen, there's always something new to learn. NASA is like a school in space, and astronauts like Dr. Rubio are both students and teachers. Who knows? Maybe one day you could be a NASA astronaut teaching us about the mysteries of space. Let's give a big cheer for Dr. Rubio, who showed us that with courage and curiosity, the sky isn't the limit, it's just the beginning.